From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States begin a two-day summit in Quebec, Canada today. VOA asked University of Denver scholar Jonathan Adelman about issues like Iran's nuclear agenda and whether differences between Washington and its allies on this and other issues can be bridged.
I don't think so, and I will tell you why. Because major American companies already are going with the sanctions. And in France, Peugeot, which is a major auto dealer, already said, we're not going through this. We're just going to give the Americans what they want. We are not going to deal with Iran. What's ironic is that we're having a better time dealing with China, which is not a good friend of the United States, than we are with some of our most intimate friends that we also helped liberate in both world wars.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has predicted the G7 talks will be heated mainly because of the American stance on trade. President Trump says he will invite North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States if the upcoming historic summit with Kim goes well. On the other hand, he says he's also prepared to walk away from the summit. The summit with North Korea was on the agenda when President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe met at the White House. UN Security Council has designated six human traffickers for international sanctions for their exploitation of thousands of migrants off Libya's coast. The six men headed up criminal networks and militias that exploit sub-Saharan African migrants seeking to cross the Mediterranean. This is the first time the Council has imposed sanctions on the leaders of human trafficking and people smuggling networks. This is VOA News. NATO defense ministers have unveiled plans for expanded military reinforcements by having the ability to deploy troops and more within 30 days to any conflict on the European mainland. AP's Charles Delis reports.
The new Europe crisis deployment will involve 30 troop battalions, 30 squadrons of aircraft, and 30 warships to act within 30 days. The ministers are also likely to announce a strengthening of maritime operations, particularly in the Mediterranean Sea, where Russian ships have been shadowing Allied vessels, while staffing levels for two new commands covering the Atlantic Ocean and mainland Europe are also to be revealed.
NATO ministers also announced plans to strengthen the new command structure by more than 1,200 personnel, spread across a new Atlantic Command and a mainland Europe conflict logistics headquarters in Germany. Trump administration plans to release in Syria an American citizen it says was a fighter for the Islamic State. The man has been held as an enemy combatant in Iraq for 9 months. After a Washington court rejected the administration's plans to hand the man with Saudi and U.S. citizenship to Saudi Arabia, military officials decided to give him some clothes, a little more than $4,000, a cell phone, and then release him in Syria near where he was captured. The International Committee of the Red Cross pulling 71 workers out of Yemen because of violence and threats. 450 Red Cross employees will remain. An unknown gunman killed a Lebanese national working for the ICRC when he opened fire on a car in April. The Red Cross says it cannot assume more risk at this time. A former U.S. congressional staffer has been indicted on charges of lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation about communications with reporters regarding the probe into whether Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. AP's Jackie Quinn has our report.
Federal prosecutors say James Wolf, a longtime director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, has been charged with 3 counts of false statements for denying that he disclosed classified information to journalists. The Justice Department alleges Wolf was in regular contact with multiple reporters and had met with some at restaurants, bars, and in a Senate office building. The New York Times says the records of one of its reporters were seized by investigators. The arrest of Wolf comes amid a Trump administration crackdown on leaks of classified information. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And you can get more news by going to our website. Check us out at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.